favorite day of the week. It is Sunday. Welcome back to your favorite podcast on the internet, and welcome back to the best day of the fucking week. It's Sunday. It's the day we wrap things up. It's the day we start everything. There's that one Central C lyric where he goes, I treat every day like a Monday. I treat every month like a January. And honestly, that's been the energy lately. Like every fucking day is go, go, go mode. Every day is the most magical day ever. How are we feeling, Priestess fam? Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here. I feel so much magic in the air. December is here and we are really seeing the magic come into fruition. This month is so magical. And this month is about big intentions. This month is about being there for yourself, remembering the intentions you set at the beginning of the year and following through with them, right? Showing up for yourself. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk specifically about one of the most important, you know, lessons in manifesting anything, which is moving without evidence. Such an important concept, one that's going to blow your mind if you haven't already dived into it, if you haven't done my Manifest Magic workshop, which I'm going to link down below for you, which is fucking life-changing. December is definitely the month to get it. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this in my free 12-12-day masterclass. It's my Abundance Alchemy Activation Class. It's going to be on December 12th, 12-12-day, the 12-12 portal, the last new moon of the year. It's totally free, but seats are limited. So grab a seat down below if you haven't joined us already. I'm so excited. Moving without evidence. I mean, this is fucking key, right? This is manifesting 101 right here. I'll tell you one thing about me, and it's that I don't move based on my circumstances. I do not move based on my 3D. I do not move because of other people. I move because of me. See, my life is dependent on my vision of my future and that alone. I am not out here making moves because someone told me to. I'm not out here making moves simply because the path has already been drawn out for me. I don't care what my circumstances are because I know I can make my desire a reality no matter what. That has always rung true in my life. I mean, take a look at my life, right? For those of you who've been listening for a while now, I want you to think about the desires that you have, whether it's desires you have to wrap the year up with or desires you have for the new year that's coming up. What are those desires you have in mind? You know, for some people, it's going to be to lose weight. For some people, it's going to be to grow their business or grow on social media or whatever that desire for you is. Maybe it is manifesting a relationship. I want you to think of that desire and think, in what ways have you allowed your circumstances, your external reality, to influence and dictate you and the moves that you make? In what ways are you giving your circumstances more power than yourself over the moves that you're making, the actions you're taking? Whether it is that you're losing weight and you step on the scale one day and the number went up, whether it is that one day, you know, quote unquote, the algorithm is fucking you over and your videos are quote unquote flopping, right? Whether it is that you're late to a really important job interview or you are launching a new offer or a new product in your business and no one's buying, so to speak, right? In what ways are these external circumstances dictating how you move? In what ways are you allowing, you're giving power to these circumstances to dictate how you move? Because the truth is, you are so much more powerful than a goddamn algorithm. You are so much more powerful than that one day where you, quote unquote, messed up. You are so much more powerful than the number on the scale that you are seeing right now. You are so much more powerful than the things the people have told you. You are so much more powerful than your current circumstances. Do you hear me? What are you going to show up and give power to today? Are you choosing to give power and dictate your destiny and your reality over that one experience, over that heartbreak, over that day that you messed up at work? Are you giving these experiences your attention? Because when we give attention, we pay attention. We pay when we give attention to something, because where focus goes, energy flows. The law of increase. You are increasing on the experiences that you place your attention on. See, I really believe that one of the reasons that I have gotten to the level of success that I've gotten to at the age that I am is because I don't base my movement around other people. I don't base my movement around circumstances. When people say the economy is going to shit, when people say it's Black Friday and you should lower your prices, I don't base my moves around these external circumstances. I base them around my vision, my dreams, and the destiny I have chosen to call in for myself. See, I live in the end. I don't live from where I am today or move simply from the identity of the version I am today. I move from the identity of who I am becoming every waking moment. One of the methods, meditations that almost every Manifest Magic student that has done my workshop that I'm linking down below, you know, has come to me and told me, like, this was fucking life-changing, was my time machine method, my time machine meditation that I include in the workshop. So powerful. It's something that people go back to every couple of months, because it really shows you that who you are today has no indication on who you will be tomorrow, who you will be a year from now. Right? And I remember the days where I was trying to lose weight, and every time I stepped on the scale, the number would go up, and I could have so easily given the fuck up, right? I could have easily been like, well, my genetics are stacked against me. Well, I have overweight people in my family, so it's just not going to work out for me. I could have so easily looked at the number going up on the scale and chosen to identify with it. I could have chosen to make that my identity, my destiny. I could have chosen to give power to that one experience. And I said, no, I will not. This is simply a moment in the journey of my life, in the journey of me achieving the thing that I desire. This is a moment that I will look back on and say, this is where most people give up, and this is exactly where I will keep going. Thank you for the number going up on the scale. It only motivates me more. It only makes me realize that this is actually something I should be prioritizing. Right? Or the days where I would post a video and sometimes, you know, the algorithm, it didn't do as well as I had hoped. It's been hours creating this amazing video and it wouldn't do as well as some of my other videos, and I'd be pissed off. And you know what I did? I kept fucking posting. Or where I'd show up on live and there would be 10 people, but I'd show up as if I had a million people watching, right? Or I'd post on TikTok with 15 followers as if I had a million, and now I have 2.4. Right? I've always acted 10 million steps ahead of where I currently was and where I currently am. That's why I move so fast. That's why I move so big, because I don't move from who I am today. I move from my future self. I do not give power to things that do not empower me. Ooh, oh my God, bitch. Priestess perspective, we are spitting bars out here. I do not give power to things that do not empower me. It's that simple. If it doesn't empower me, it has no power over me. Oh my God. I don't give these algorithms, the economy, the dating scene in LA, the power to dictate my destiny. I am not controlled by the system. I am the system. there's something magical about the energy of December. There's something magical about the energy in the priestess perspective. I think we're going through a shift where we're all reclaiming our power or stepping into it. And there's this extreme power house energy in the air right now. A lot of us are realizing just how much power we hold and walking with it. And I really love to see it. DM me on Instagram. In what ways are you stepping into your power? Has the priestess perspective helped you in any way? If it has, you already know the drill. Rate the podcast 5 stars if you want to keep seeing episodes every Sunday. It would mean the world and it would take 2 seconds of your time. Feel free to DM me on Instagram. If you do, I want to thank you. There were so many times in my life where not only did my circumstances disencourage me from making certain moves, but it was also like the people in my life who did. I think a lot of people like to play it safe, right? People like to be in their comfort zone, and growth only ever happens, success really only ever happens when you step outside that comfort zone. So now that you know that, now that we know that success only ever comes when you are into some degree out of your comfort zone, doing something that scares you a little bit, right? In what ways have you been moving from that energy, or in what ways have you been playing small? Have you been feeling comfortable, a little too comfortable? Because I think December is about challenge. It's a month of experimentation. It's a month, it's Sagittarius season, baby, right now. Let's go. It's a month of experimenting, a month of not really committing to anything, but to yourself, right? This is the time of the year to go all in. It's your last chance. We owe it to ourselves to be all in. You know, like this is our life that we are talking about. Like, we're not talking about some movie. We're not talking about some book. We are talking about our lives here. Our one life that we get to live. I didn't come here to play small. I didn't come here to half-ass this journey. I came here to claim it all. I came here to live the most fruitful experience that life could offer me, because it is my birthright and it is your birthright. If you are listening to this right now, you were never meant to play small. You were never meant to be limited. The only limit is your mind. Quite fucking frankly. That's it. I have the power of decision. My I am simply deciding method. I talk about it in my two manifesting methods episode. My I am simply deciding method. I just simply decide, and so it is. And I move from that frequency, and I move from knowing that it always works out for me, that it always goes as I say. I move from that energy like I don't care that the number on the scale is going up, because I know I get to the goal weight anyway, because it's how it always is for me. And here I am. For the first year since college, my New Year's resolution will no longer be to lose weight. How fucking sick is that? It's amazing. I think too many people are waiting for the circumstances to be right, to be perfect, to make the move, when it is never that way. You make the move and the circumstances follow. Neville Goddard has this quote where he says, "Signs follow, they do not precede." And what this means to me is that you make the decision about your destiny and where your life is headed, and then the signs will follow. It's not that first all the signs come through and then you make the decision, okay, well, now I'm going to be this person. Well, now I will have the thing. No, you make the decision first, then the signs begin to flood in. The signs always follow. They don't precede. The signs, one, that the manifestation is coming, and then two, of how you will get there. When you make the decision of where you are headed, the universe will show you exactly how to get there. But you have to make a very strong decision and stand by it in the face of adversity, in the face of the challenge. The universe will test you. Like, let me just say that up front. Like, The universe will test you. It will test your faith to yourself and the universe. Do you believe in your own divinity? Do you believe in your own power? Or do you believe external circumstances define who you are and who you are becoming? When shit hits the fan, when no one is signing on to your fucking program, or your videos are flopping, or you're not losing the weight, or that guy dumps you, or people are treating you like shit at work, do you give it the power to control how you move tomorrow, today? Do you move differently in accordance to your circumstances? Or do you move in accordance to your chosen destiny? Write that shit down. This is life-changing here. If this is blowing your fucking mind, DM me on Instagram right now. This podcast episode was mind-blowing. I move in accordance to my destiny. A big part of this actually taps into our episode from last week, Manifest Using Pleasure. In a lot of ways, one of the reasons that I, you know, move in accordance to my destiny rather than my circumstances is because I'm so in love with the journey that I'd move anyway. Like, I'm in love with every step of the process, you know? And even the days that test me, I'm like, wow, I love what I'm doing so much that I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm still gonna show up and post, right? I'm still going to show up and stand up for myself. I'm still going to pitch myself. I'm still going to believe in myself and the vision because I'm a missionary. I'm a visionary. I'm here for a greater reason. This is my life we're talking about. This is my life that we are talking about. This is your life that we are talking about here. How could you not be excited? How could you not want to show up? How could you not want more for yourself? This is your life that we are talking about. Welcome to Sunday service, baby. Shit. Priestess fucking perspective. You owe it to yourself to want more. You owe it to yourself to let your dreams chase you. Because we are not playing small here. And everything is conspiring in your favor. The good, the bad, the ugly. Notice how up until this point, every bad thing has only ever served you. Right? That breakup gave you the glow up. Losing that job got you a job that pays you more. Notice how the universe is always on your side. That you are so protected and loved by the universe. You're still here. You were given another day. Shit. Think about that. How you were gifted life and you didn't have to do anything to get it. Are you kidding me? You were gifted life and you didn't even have to do anything to be given that gift. Because we are here to grow at speeds that make no sense. And that means thinking thoughts that make no sense. Yep. We have about 3 weeks left before the new year. I want you to spend the next 3 weeks. This is going to be a little priestess perspective challenge. Move in accordance to your divinity. Move in accordance to your own vision. Move in accordance to living in the end, to moving from the identity of your future self, moving as if you have the desire today. As if you know it's coming with certainty. How differently would you move? Especially on the days that are extra hard, how differently would you move if you knew your desire was a certainty? I want you to think about that. We might have to do a part two on this episode because this is some juicy shit and I'd love to get into the nitty-gritty of details of ways this has played out in my life. But I want you to notice what you give power to. And I want you to give power to yourself. You're extremely powerful. You are extremely beautiful. You're an amazing human being with so much capability. This is your life that we are talking about, that is on the table here. I love you so much, Priestess fam. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to rate the podcast 5 stars and check out my or our free 12-12-day Abundance Alchemy activation class. Totally free, but spots are very limited. So grab your seat down below. That'll be on 12-12-day at 5:30 p.m. PST. And yeah, we're also going to be announcing the very exciting program that I've been working on for fucking months that I cannot wait for y'all to get your hands on. So it's going to be a big, big day, a big birthday for the program. It's going to be an amazing class. It's going to activate you and just up-level you to heights you have yet to even reach. And I'm just so excited to see you guys all there and feel the energy in the room. If you'd like, you could grab my Manifest Magic workshop. It's so iconic, and I will link that down below for you as well. And that is all for today, you guys. I am so excited to, you know, hear about December for you, to see the vision unfold, to see all that you manifest. Keep me posted on your success stories from the podcast and if the podcast has helped you in any way. But I just am so proud of you. I swear we have the best community here. You're so incredible. Like it takes a certain kind of person to listen to a podcast like this on a Sunday, and you're one of those people, which means you are ahead of probably 99.999% of the population. You are a very one in a lifetime person, and it's a pleasure and an honor to have you be a part of this community here. And yeah, sending a lot of love your way. Have an amazing week ahead. Anything is possible. There is magic in the air. You are magic. Don't forget it. I love you. See you next Sunday. Bye.